ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శీల ప్రభుపాదకి, జగద్గురు శీల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస ప్రవచకాచార్య స్తోత్ర డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ ప్రభుపాదకి, అనందగోడి వైష్ణవందకి, నామాచార్య శీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి, ప్రేమ్ చెబులో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి, హరే కృష్ణ మహామంద్రకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ్ శ్యామ్ గుండె రాధాగుండ గిరియోవర్ధన్కి, బృందావన్ ధామ్కి, మధురాధామ్కి, నవదీధామ్కి, మయాపూర్ ధామ్కి, తులసీదేవికి, భక్తిదేవికి, సామవేద భక్త బృందకి, గౌర ప్రేమానందే. All Guris assembled devotees, all Guris assembled devotees, all Guris assembled devotees, all Guris to Sisi Guru and Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Namo Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Pishtaya Guris Vidya Kataka Swami Charipadayan Tukar Bhavanayan Vidya. Hare Krishna. So today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Kanto, Chapter 12. The Killing of Daman Akasura, text number 19. Maybe 20 or 21 is not having any purport. I may recite that verse also. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టగి. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 19. అహో మిత్రాణి గదత సత్వగూఢం పురః స్థితం అస్మత్ సంగ్రసన వ్యాత వ్యాళ తుండాయతే నా వా. అహో మిత్రాని గదత సత్వగూఢం పురస్థితం అస్మ సంగ్రసన వ్యాత వ్యాళ తుండాయతే నవా. అహో మిత్రాని గదత సత్వగూఢం పురస్థితం అస్మ సంగ్రసన వ్యాత వ్యాళ తుండాయతే నవా. అహో మిత్రాని గదత సత్వగూఢం పురస్థితం అస్మ సంగ్రసన వ్యాత వ్యాళ తుండాయతే నవా. ఓ మిత్రాని గదత త్వగుణం పురస్థితం అహో మిత్రాని గదతా சத்வகுணம் புரஸ்திதம் அஸ்ம சங்கரசனாப்யாதம் வியாழ துண்டாயதே நவா சத்வகோடம்புரஸ்திதம் அஸ்மசங்கராசனவ்யாதம் வ்யாழதுண்டாயதே நவம் அஹோ மித்ராநிகததாம் சத்வகோடம்புரஸ்திதம் அஸ்மசங்கரசனவ்யாதம் வ்யாழதுண்டாயதே நவா அஹோ மித்ராநிகததாம் சத்வகோடம்புரஸ்திதம் அஸ்ம சங்கரசனாவ்யாதம் வ்யாழதுண்டாயதே நவா
மாதாஜி சேன்படி
அகோ மித்ராநிகததாம் சத்வகுணம்புரஸ்திதம் அஸ்ம சங்கரசனாவ்யாதம் வ்யாழதுண்டாயதே நவா அஹோ ஓ மித்ராணி ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் கததா ஜஸ்ட் லெட் அஸ் நோ சத்வ கூடம் டட் பைதன் புரஸ்திதம் as it is just before us all asmat all of us sangrasana to devour us all together vyatyavala tunda tundayate the python has spread its mouth nava whether it is a fact or not. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The boy said, dear friends, is this creature dead or is it actually a living python with its mouth spread wide just to swallow us all? Kindly clear up this doubt. Kindly repeat translation. The boy said, dear friends, is this creature dead? Or is it actually a living python? With its mouth spread wide just to swallow us all, kindly clear up this doubt. Purport. The friends began to discuss among themselves the reality of the wonderful creature laying before them. Was it dead or was it actually a living python trying to swallow them up? This is the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. I'll just read one or two sloga more with there is no purport on it. I'll only read it, you can hear it. Satyamarka kararaktam uttaranuvaganam அதரானுவாதோதாத் தத் பிரதிச்சாயாயானுனாம் Thereafter they decided, dear friends, this is certainly an animal sitting here to swallow us all. Its upper lip resembles a cloud reddened by the sunshine and its lower lip resembles the reddish shadows of a cloud. 21. பதிஸ்பத்தேதே ஸ்ருக்கப்யாம் சவ்யாசவையே நகோரதரே तुंग शृंगालयो विदेदा तद्दंशाभिश्च पश्यदा. On the left and right, the two depressions resembling mountain caves are the corners of its mouth, and the high mountain peaks are its teeth. Om ajnana timirandasyam jnana jnana shalagayam chakshurun milidam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. மூகங்கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதேகிரீம் எத்கிருபாதமகம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தினதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யேஸ்வரம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஜேதாம் சுரதோ பங்கோர் மம மந்த மதேகதி மசர்வஸ்வபதாம் போஜோ ராதா மதன மோகனோ. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமக. நமக பங்கஜநாபாய நமக பங்கஜமாலினே நமக பங்கஜநேத்ராய நமஸ்தே பங்கஜாங்கிரே. ஆராத்யோ பகவான் விஜேஷதனயா ததாப விருந்தாவனம் ரம்யா காஜிதுபாசனா வ்ருஜவதோ வர்கேணயா கல்பிதா. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் பிரமாணமவலம் பிரேமாபுமார்த்தோ மகான் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மகாபிரபோர் மதமிதம் த்ரத்தாதரோ ந பரகா. வந்தே நந்த பிரஜ ஸ்ரீணாம் பாதரேணு அபீஷண சகா தேஷாம் மரிகதோ கீதம் புனாதி புவனத்ரயம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. So we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's Kumara Leela in Vrindavan. Bhagavan has come to, from Mathura he came to Gokul. From Gokul, after some time, after 3 years, he went to Vrindavan Dham. So this past time happened actually in Vrindavan. Krishna was going out every day to for cowherding. It is mentioned that there were thousands of cowherd boys, thousands. They are not actually the ordinary living being, even though their dress and everything is not executive type or something like that. Just like Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, his dress is different. His dress in actually Mathura is different, Dwaraka is different. So these gopas, Prabhupada says actually they are not ordinary living indeed. They came from Goloka Vrindavan along with Krishna. Such persons can only take part actually in the Leela of Krishna. So this Akasura was actually the younger brother of Pudana and Bakasura. They are also not ordinary living in demons actually, okay. Kamsa was not ordinary. Directly associating with the Lord and taking part in the Nitya Leela. So sometime when the devotees, they leave the body, we say that he entered into Nitya Leela of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. because they came from there, they gone back when it's finished. There are so many incidents actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned. So these cowherd boys, even Brahma, Shiva, Indira, everybody is glorifying actually, okay. Even the gopis of Vrindavan also, they are glorifying these gopas. Sometime Radharani said actually, oh, next bath, if I am a gopa, I can go very close with Krishna and hug him and, you know, put my hand on his shoulder and play with him, because I got the different type of body, so I am not able to go. So just imagine, who can get that facility? Just like we say that actually in Krishna consciousness, those who have come to Krishna consciousness see the present situation at the devotees actually. They are not worried actually. They are actually thinking that actually, you know, Prabhu said, I made this spiritual world here. These are not deities. Sakshat Bhagavan is here. And we are able to see him. We are able to dress him. We are able to talk to him. We are directly, we can glorify. This is what is going on actually in Goloka Vrindavan. So they are not the ordinary living entities. Very special people. So we are actually fortunate to go to Vrindavan and see these places of Leela Sthali. There are also mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he took sannyas, he was running to Vrindavan actually. His mission was. Because he came to Patit, actually the living entity, to take back home, back to Godhead. Especially those who are born in Kali Yuga, they are most fallen. So even to them, to take back home, even he told actually the Goswamis of Vrindavan, expose all these places, find out all these places. Some of the places they could not find out. Radha Kund is found out by Mahaprabhu himself. He took bath in little water and said, this is Radha Kund, this is Radha Kund, this is Radha Kund. Teknath Das Goswami went to develop it. So it is there for us actually in a very nice situation in Vrindavan now. So these pastimes happen in Vrindavan Dham. This Akasura's pastime, so I am just want everybody, you please come with me to Vrindavan. Let us go to Vrindavan. Jai Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. So we are in Vrindavan now. We are the place where this Akasura was killed, pastime happened. We are with actually Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is around 5 to 6 years old, 5 years old, along with a lot of so many gopas and cows. Young age, it was, he was not given actually the cows. Cows were given actually. They were taking them every day to Vrindavan. They used to carry their lunch with them actually. It is mentioned that there is a stick, end of the stick, this parcel was in the bound, you know, in the cloth, and they were carrying like this, okay, while going. Okay. Krishna was carrying his flute, and, you know, of course, Krishna was also going to breakfast and everything. So they go to the different spot, and they allow the cows to take grazing. They will go to select a suitable place. Okay, Actually, Vrindavan Dham, he was waiting for Krishna and cows and everything, because a lot of grass and everything is naturally, everything is available, drinking water, Yamunaji, everything in there. So they were all engaging them, and they used to play just like an ordinary boy, you know. Children, they want to play, correct? Children, they want to play. That is the natural thing of the children, childhood. No child is willingly going to the school. Okay? By force, you have to take in between, and in the first, you come. You have to put you in the school. Actually, they don't want to go to school. No, no, ma, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to study. After going there, when you get some friends and everything, it will mind. Otherwise, initially, 1 month, you have to pull the child. Because that is not their natural, you know, going and studying and, you know, play. Playing actually is their natural sarupa. So then Krishna was actually engaging them in different sports activities he used to do. So now I am going to take you, we are in Vrindavan. There is one actually, last time also said, Kavi Karnapura, he was one of the Gopa. Okay, he came in Chaitanya Leela. Is a Gunachuda Sakhi, one of the Sakhi in Vraja. So he knew everything, actually in Chaitanya Leela, everything, you know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know that, yes, he was a main Leela. So he was asked to write the books, actually. Why? Because he saw himself. Yes, just like sometime we are very much fond of hearing the running commentary, you know, running commentary. Somebody is giving the running commentary, what is exactly happening. So similarly, the running commentary is this Kavi Karnapura is giving actually in this book. Okay? So Mahaprabhu was very, very, very happy. Ananda Vrindavan Chambu, this book's name is called. So I'll just go through this actually running commentary, what exactly is happened. Okay, of course I cannot give you the whole Leela because so many verses are balanced, you know. Then if I tell all the Leela, then, you know, the next preacher will have problems. There is no answer. Of course, Krishna Katha is, every day is Madhuram, actually, you know, sweet. Nobody will feel that I heard it so many times, you know. Tava Katha Amritam, it is nectar, actually. So, part of it I will just go through, and what he said there, what exactly this happened there. The cowherd boys joked with another, "Oh brothers, let us see who can run the fastest, Krishna or us." So there's a competition, running competition. Okay, there are so many competitions used to take place. One of the places still we can see the on the Parikrama Mark, Dawuji Temple, Gaura Dawuji Temple, Gaura Dawuji Temple. You must have seen actually when you, those who want to know. That is actually the sports place, sports. Every day they used to play. And a game they used to play, even Radharani was there, some of gopis gone, gopas. But every time actually the top one is actually successor is who can be the leader? Only Krishna was coming out. He was only Ujit Ke Amesha. He is the winner. So all the people, you know, other people actually, they used to follow, okay, Krishna, okay. One day they thought actually, why only Krishna? Because of this mentality only we are here today, in this material world. Why only Krishna? That mentality has come. So then they gathered together and they asked actually, hey, who can defeat Krishna? Can you defeat Krishna? Can you defeat? No. Everybody said no. Hare, somebody has to come forward actually. One day we want to be the winner, no, actually. So much jealousy. So then finally they went to Radharani. Radhe, you are the fit, right person actually. You can definitely defeat Krishna. Because whatever you do, you know, Krishna is agreeing. Okay. So Radharani also thought, actually, okay, yes, okay, I can. Yeah, why not? I will try, actually. No, I will defeat him. Okay. So, okay, isko chadaye, Radharani ko thoda chadaye. It's all Leela, past time. So then, she dressed up. Already the color is there, Gora color is there, Gaurangi. Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. So she dressed up like a Balaram, Dauji. Color is already there, Tananda, Shesha and everything, color, and you can see the same deities there. They made a deity. Gaura Dauji actually is not Dauji, it is Radharani. So she was standing, telling all the covered boys were standing there, just see what time Krishna is coming. Oh, Krishna is coming from there. Oh, Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Okay, I am ready, actually, okay. Okay. She was coming from far. He is Andariyami, you know, actually. Nobody can hide anything from Krishna, it's impossible. She was telling, actually, oh, he was thinking that something is going to happen today. Okay, very good, okay. She was coming straight away to Dauji. Okay, straight away to Dauji. He said, hello, Dauji, okay, you are Dauji, okay. Balaramji, when you came, very nice to see you. Okay, then he, usually, Krishna is putting his hand on his shoulder, no? Dauji's shoulder, you can see in the Vrindavan Krishna Balaram temple. Dauji on the shoulder. So he put the hand on the Dauji. Press down. Radharani is Radharani. Lady, you know. So she sat down. She fell down. Defeated. So she could not do that. So in that past day memory, they made a temple there. Gaura Dauji temple. Gaura Dauji temple ki. Vrindavan Dham ki. So like that, every day some game was on. Today, actually, running competition. We are all watching. Who is going to be the winner? Today they are all running, actually. Krishna or us. Krishna kept the lead as they raced a short distance. Short distance running. So people are just walking, just see who is the winner. They stopped abruptly. Okay, the Gopas, they took a lead. Krishna purposely did it, actually. Okay, you go, no problem. He's also running. So suddenly they stopped, running they stopped. However, upon noticing a peculiar sight, something they saw, children, you know, he wound away, whatever it may be, if they see something, they stop. They see what is, oh, this is very good. Just to attract the children, sometime people will make a show. Definitely the children will be stopping here, okay, like that. So they stopped and they saw some peculiar sight. It was a Daman, the younger brother of Pudana and Bagasura, whom Krishna had recently vanquished. So that was Akasura. Akasura was there. Burning with anger and lamentation, the Daman had to come to Vrindavana to avenge the loss of his relatives. He was very angry, actually. Akasura was very, very angry because his sister and brother is killed. Just like Hiranyaksha was killed. Sugara actually formed the blood, killed Hiranyaksha. Then Hiranyakashipu, he was not a bad person, actually, but when he heard, actually, my brother is killed, now I will kill that Vishnu, actually. He started, actually. I will find out. So he was became very angry. Okay, he was ready to do anything. Yeah, but he wanted to kill Vishnu. We know the story. Okay, how Narasimha Deva killed. So then he was in a very angry mood. In the snake form. The nasty, vicious Daman assumed the form of a gigantic, envious python with a huge mouth extending from the surface earth to the heavenly planets. Just imagine, we cannot imagine, actually. His gigantic form, his mouth, the lower part of the mouth actually on the ground, on the earth. Upper one actually on the heavenly planet. This is actually, he saw it. The Gopa saw it and Gopa is rising. So we have to believe that was the form. Just like sometimes we read the Putrasura. Putrasura, he was actually a devotee. When he became a Dhamman, he got the curse of Parvati Devi. Then he became so gigantic form. He's standing, it will touch the sky. Beyond the sky it will go. Just other features you can just imagine. You know, the devas and, you know, everybody got afraid. Actually, there is no use of... if he just open his mouth, everyone will go in his mouth. They were got afraid. Similarly, this gopas got afraid of seeing. So, it is said that this... Akasura was actually Shankaruda's son. Shankaruda's son. And he was so beautiful. Just like a Kamadeva. He was so beautiful form. But he, Ashtavakra was going and he just said, hey, how is walking this person is walking? So he saw who is this Jalyo. Many times he cursed, even he cursed the wives of Krishna also actually, by laughing. So he cursed actually, you become a snake. You are so envious. So like that only he got the this thing. Then Akka actually prayed to Ashtavatra Muni. Please save me, Muni Shrestha, please save me. I don't want to become a snake, you know, please. I will not do that mistake again. Okay. So... then he said, okay, I am giving you a benediction that you will become a big snake, gigantic snake. Nobody became like that. And you will get a facility that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, will enter in your mouth. And he will liberate you, actually. You will get your original form, no problem. So like that only Akasura became a big snake, and this was his size. At every moment his hideous body continued to expand. His vast gaping mouth seemed to swallow the whole creation along with its moving and non-moving living entities. It looks like, you know, it is moving actually, but these gopas, they thought that it's actually a garden, and you know, they must have made some form of the python for children play. Sometime it happened, no? The garden and all, you can see they make an airplane, they make so giant things. They can go freely, you know, there is no harm. If you enter into the plane will not take off and take us away, no, because it is a play. So like that normal way, they were also thinking, actually, this may be a playing thing, you know. And they are discussing among themselves, hey, can you go and find out? Huh? Can you point when it is real or is artificial or something like that? The other man is telling, hey, why are you bothered, Baba? Even if it's real, what is going to happen? They may swallow, he may swallow. It's correct, he looks like he wants to swallow everything in the creation. Why should you worry? Who is there with us? Krishna is there, Krishna, Krishna. So they have 100% faith on Krishna. Earlier also, they were just walking on the shore of Yamuna, you know, where Kalyanaga was actually there in the Kalindi. And because of the poison, everything was dried up there. Even the birds are flying and dying and flying, falling down the water. Except one tree, Kadamba tree. Nothing else is available there. Still these cows and calves, gopas, they felt, you know, thirsty. They went ahead a little bit and then they drank the water. They fainted actually. So one was looking and went and told Krishna, 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 see what is happening. Your cows and the cow boys they're dying there because of Kalindi. Kaliyanag is emitting poison. Very dangerous. So Krishna will not postpone anything. Immediately he said, come on, let me go. Okay. Small one. He started running to the Kadamba tree. jumped on it, jumped inside the water. Everybody is calling back, "Hey, Krishna, Krishna, don't go, you are alone." Yashoda Mai specially told today, "Dauji is not there with you. You don't go alone. Let us all come. You forget about that. You don't worry about cows. We have to take care of you." You know what happened? Krishna went and fought with Kalinath. Before that, only with a glance of Krishna, all the cowherd boys and cows, they came up. They know this. Why should we worry about all these things? So this should be the mentality of the devotees who are serving Krishna, who is within the spiritual world. Why should we worry? Whatever is happening, no problem. This Krishna will take care. But the only thing what is required is Shraddha. Bhagavan is telling in Bhagavad Gita, many places is telling Shraddha. You should believe me. Ma sujaga, don't doubt me. Oh, like that. So, Brahma and all the demigods shook the fight at this embodiment of sin, Akha, who was appropriately named Akasura. Even Brahma, Shiva, everybody is coming there every day in Vrindavan. You can see even on Ekadashi day, all 33 Deva Devas are coming there. They are doing the parikrama for Vrindavan Dham. Every Ekadashi you can see thousands of people. They are coming in the disguised form, but they are coming. Brahma is also there, Shiva is also there. That is a place, Vrindavan. So then they also got, you know, afraid actually by seeing this. What is going to happen? You see, as if the Brahmaji thought, all by creation he will swallow. That is the biggest size of this mouth. Abstract and bewildered by what they saw, the covered boy said, "Oh, look, what is the strange mountain cave? There is a, they are going nearby. It's just like a big cave. Not ordinary cave, small cave or something like that. So just examine closely and try to figure it out." One is telling, you go first. Just figure it out. How this is a cave? Can we go into this cave? You want to play? Usually the children know some difficult places there, they want to go there only. Even if the parents are pulling, no, I want to go there. I want to see what is there inside. So who on earth will not be curious upon seeing the unusual cave? From somewhere in Bombay only, I think one cave is there. People are going to see. From Elephanta Caves. So every day people are going. So such a bigger cave there, who will not say, "I want to go and see that cave"? For long, long neglect, the cave looks like the deep mouth of a huge snake. Okay, they are telling the twin mountain peaks appear like two rows of teeth. That much is the bigger the teeth. The two veins dangling in the breeze by the opening of the cave seems to be frightening forked tongue of a snake. It looks like a tongue of a snake, but it's not tongue of a snake actually. Okay. It is so brief, it is hanging, you know, just like a big highway. The red oxide dust blowing out the mouth of cave, indicating a mine of minerals, seems like a fiery, poisonous breath mixed with reddish gold sparks. The breeze is coming, some red thing is coming, just like a gold. It's a poison actually, it is coming out. Okay. So they are watching from far. Just smelling the smoke, which appears to be the snake's breath. You know, snakes sometimes breathe. You may not be see here. In Vrindavan, some village you go, you can smell something. They say that snakes are here. That's why the poisonous smell will come around that area itself. So they say that smell looks like actually coming from a snake, which gives severe headache. If we get the smell, we'll far go a bit. There are some smell that give you headache. No, I don't want to go there. The vines and creepers surrounding the cave which look like hands waving us into it. The veins are hanging like this. It is hanging. It's like somebody is calling, "Hey, come, come, come. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am waiting for you. Come." Akasura telling, "Come. All of you, please come. I am waiting for you." Appear like ugly veins and arteries around the snake's gaping mouth. The two dazzling ruby boulders resting just above the mountain cave appear like the beautiful eyes of the snake waiting to mesmerize anyone who glances at them. They are very eagerly waiting. That is, ruby boulders, just like a ruby boulders, the eyes above the mountain, suppose it is kept to or kept, it looks like that, and it is waiting for anyone who is coming to mesmerize, you know, to give the poison and they should forget about everything and they get attracted to it. The strong wind coming from the cave, which shakes the trees in the forest, resembles the exhalation of the big serpent. So exhalation, just like exhalation, you know, suppose we exhale, nothing will happen. But sometimes bigger animals, the trees will move. So this in the forest, trees are moving when exhalation comes. It was so powerful like that. The smoky glow of the mountain seems like a discoloration of the snake's body caused by his poison-filled breath. The large cave looks like the massive mouth of a snake. Hey, it looks like it. It looks like a snake mouth, but it's massive, it's huge. But overall, when you see, it is actually looks like a snake's mouth only. Who amongst us is not overwhelmed with the fear upon seeing this mysterious creature? So they started actually thinking about it, you know, whether it is real or, because sometime what happened, the artificial ones are made when it is connected to electricity, it start moving, you know, rounding, just making some sound, barking sound, something like that can come. Maybe something like that. Though disturbed with the dread and doubt, the coward boy decided to enter the mouth of the cave. So somebody said, no, this must be the adamant. So anyway, they are mesmerized by the Akasura. This all arrangement of the Lord, Pastor Lila, they are taking part, they are supposed to take part in this particular Lila, all this gopas out of thousands. So that is allowed by Krishna. So they wanted to enter into the mouth of it. So let them start stepping inside. We will discuss actually the pastime of the Lord. The what I want to point out actually, there is one point. These asuras are killed by Krishna directly. As I said, they are not ordinary. You know, they got actually the blessing of some Vaishnava. Nalaguvera and Manigriva, they got a curse from Narada Muni. Narada Muni also given the benediction that when Krishna will come in the courtyard of Gokul, he will come and he will deliver you. So he has to obey actually, you know, Krishna's, his devotee's words. He has to obey. He has to fulfill that desire. That is why. The coincidence, this Akasura was actually, he was with Kamsa. He was with Kamsa. There are some Rakshasas he kept, special Rakshasas, aboard one, he kept it actually. So he is one among them, this Akasura. So he sent him, okay, to kill Krishna, that actually. So he was actually meditating on, when you go further, you can see that he was meditating on Krishna. Why I got such a huge this, I can attract any children. So Krishna, he will come, Krishna will come. So once actually the Parikshit Maharaj in the 7th Kanto Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned, he told, he asked Sudeva Swami, "Maharaj, actually this Krishna, I heard that, you know, he is impartial. He should be impartial, no? Actually he is God, the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. He is not partiality with anyone. He said, yes, yes, it's not partial to anyone. Who told you? No, no, but I have some doubt, you know, he is taking care of the devas and he is killing the asuras. If he is impartial, why he is doing that actually? He should be equal to everyone. So that chapter is itself is known as Krishna is equal to everyone. First chapter, seventh God is involved. So then he keep on asking the question. You prove it. You tell me actually. Then Sukadeva Goswami is telling discussion between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj is also asking actually, he knows Krishna. But he knew that I don't know. Actually, there are some doubts. We also have some doubts, correct? Doubts will come. That is why Bhagavan is telling, Masujaga, yeah, I will be there. You don't worry. Prabhupada is telling actually, you come to Krishna consciousness. Whatever energy you got it, you spend for Krishna. And I will make sure that you will go back home, back to Godhead. I will take you, definitely. Don't doubt about it. Okay. So that Shraddha should be there. So then Narada Muni, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Narada Muni, short I will tell you. Narada Muni, you please tell me, this Krishna is not an any partiality, he is impartial to everyone, equal to everyone. Yes. Now tell me, I saw myself, this Shishupal, 101 time he abused him. From the child when he is born on, that time onwards actually he is abusing Krishna. And he got a chance to be killed with this Sudarshan Chakra. And in front of us we saw the Jwala, that is soul from the Shishupala, is moving and entering to the body of Krishna. And this Shishupala, you know how he was killed by him. But similarly, King Vena, Prabhu said, King Vena, he was abusing Krishna. He was not believing God. Okay. The finally, the Brahmana says to kill him. He was killed and he went to hell. One of the hell he went. Why he went to hell? He should also be only, if he is partially impartial, he should have done that. So then Narada Muni is telling, actually, there is a reason. You should try to understand. Krishna, you try to understand Krishna. That is what Bhagavan is telling, that you are trying to understand me. Janadi Purushottamam. What is my nature quality? He says, you got this partiality because your body is material. You are working in Sattvaguna, Rajoguna and Tamoguna. As long as you are working in these three gunas, you have that I and mine and everything, mine. This is yours, mine. I will do this for you, I will do this. It is only because of our activity in three modes of material nature, material body. But Krishna's body is not material, it is spiritual. He is not under three gunas. Sachit Ananda. And for him, everything is equal. He says that devotee is praying very nicely, and one non-devotee, one asura is actually abusing Krishna, both are equal for him. Can you believe that actually? Narada Muni is telling. That is his position. He is not, you know, he says that if somebody is chastising somebody, means he want to improve him and bring him back to the, you know, the original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So the asuras is actually is leaving the body. Sometimes Krishna himself is doing that or arranging that. It is for their own benefit. But the devotee is glorifying. He said it is not necessary that you should accept all the prayers, all the glorification. He will see actually the intensity of the prayer, intensity of the prayer. Draupadi when raised the both hands and called Krishna, then he came. Correct? Then he came. And Ajamila, when he called actually his son, because he was taken away by the Yamadudas, in the that situation, from deep heart he called, Narayana! So that is the nature of the Lord. You have to intensify your prayer. Suppose something is not happening, you want it to be happen. Agama sarvagama va moksha gama udaradihi, he will do everything. You need not go to anybody else. But the way you tell him, the way you pray him, that he will see. Bhavagrahi janardana, he will see our bhava. So Narada Muni is telling actually, okay. And why? Because the Shishubala, with the rapt attention, he was remembering only Krishna. I want to kill him, Kamsa. Sometimes Narada Muni says the demons are better than the devotees because of their rapt attention thinking about Krishna. Krishna is expecting his devotees are also always remember Krishna with the rapt attention, sincerely from the deep heart. That is why Mahaprabhu is telling, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is why the Akasura, Bhagasura, even Pudana got the place of mother. She gave poison, poisonous breast milk. Krishna removed that poisonous milk. She gave me milk, breast milk. So I am going to give the mother, she acted like a mother to me, I am giving mother chance. So it is because of their rapt thinking about Krishna. Krishna, I want to kill Krishna, I want to kill Krishna, I want to kill Krishna. Through this way, giving milk. So any asura who got actually liberation, he said that Jyoti has gone to the body of Krishna. Prabhupada says, anybody don't doubt that he's gone and merged with the Brahmachodi. No. When the jiva is already, you are saying, merge with the body of the Lord or the lotus feet of the Lord, you are saying, that means what? He has gone back home, back to Godhead. Along with Krishna, he is already gone. That is a benefit. So this is a catch point actually, that our prayer, okay, don't think, these people are, see, directly. Shishubala, actually, who was Shishubala Nanda Uttara was? Jaya and Vijaya. That was the last. Lastly, he got a chance to be killed by Krishna himself personally. Who can get that facility? Not possible. Chastisement also sometimes they want to get. You know, Advaita Acharya wanted to get chastisement from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I have to get. He is always respecting me. He is Mahavishnu. He said, no. Then he behaved in such a way that he started taking class about Mayabadi philosophy, sitting in Vyasasena. Somebody went and told Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, see, Advaita Acharya, what he's talking from Vyasasena? What? He went directly, he pulled him out of the Vyasasena, bet him like anything. And he said, Haribol, this is what I wanted actually, okay. The chastisement of Krishna is also there by giving punishment in the form of any punishment. You have failed it, this is given by Krishna, let me accept it. He will take care of me, no problem. He is thinking actually our ultimate benefit, not temporary, you know, you want to be, my leg pain should finish or my heart pain should finish and okay, then you enjoy your senses and you continue the material life, you know. You come to me, Janma Samsara Bandhanath, I want to take you out of it actually. You ask that. Why are you asking these things? So in that midst of that, we get chastised by the Lord, or chastising by our Guru is also good. Guru is chastising means that the Guru is not good or he is always finding fault with me. No. For our benefit. That is what Narada Muni is telling us. Your own benefit, Krishna will do that. But Prabhupada says, don't try to become Shishupala or Kamsa. Let me have enmity with Krishna and so that I will get. No. That is what Bhagavatam says, that you be a surrendered soul. and your natural love will come for Krishna, that they are so lucky that in this age of Kali, this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and which never ever, even Krishna did not give Krishna Prem to anyone, he gave actually, he came. That is one of the reason of his appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We thought actually in Gola Vrindavan, I not given actually that thing which they get attracted to me so that they will be delivered. They can come back to Gola Vrindavan. Other bhakti and all, maybe you can go to Vaikuntha. But that is not enough. I want to take them back to my place. That is why he came. Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayade Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gavirattu Shaya Namaha. So are we not lucky? Are we not lucky? We are lucky to be here in this time. As Prabhupada came this particular Kali Yuga. So take the advantage of it. Hear Katha. Go to Vrindavan. See the places. Always enjoy. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Vrindavana, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mogana. Radha Kunda Shama Kunda Giri Govardhana. Radha Kunda Shama Kunda Giri Govardhana. Kalangiya Mona Jaya Jaya Magamana. Kalandiya Mona Jaya Jaya Magamana. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mogana. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mogana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Naam Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagwan Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Time is already up, you know. So, ciao.